Hello everyone, namaste. My name is Bill Austin. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, artist, and visionary living in the United States. My main website is www.billaustinart.com. Bill is in B-I-L-L, Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, Art, A-R-T.com. I recently have brought in a series of very powerful clearing and blasting transmissions, and when I was meditating last night on how I can help people the most with these, I thought I should create a series of blasting audio transmissions to help people with things like disempowerment, mind control manipulation, HIV AIDS, sexually transmitted diseases, cancer, and also in the areas of addictions, so alcohol, smoking, drugs, sex and pornography, gambling, overeating, and then my favorite addiction, the addiction to news, TV, and internet. So I created like a series of audio recordings for to help people in these areas because I really believe that these are very important areas of world service work, and these are areas I have contracts with the Creator to help humanity in. So I went to take this new line of sessions and just provide some world service audio recordings on this. These are going to be very short transmissions, and before I begin, I just want to set some intents. I want to set the intent that the energies exchanged between the two of us will be love and only love. I'm asking the Creator and the Holy Spirit Shekinah to come forth at this time to bless, purify, sanctify these transmissions, to monitor them and shield them energetically, and to ensure that it's a very pure transaction, a transmission of energies between the two of us, an exchange of energies. I'm asking that everything that happens in these transmissions is aligned with the highest good of all, supports spiritual evolution of each being, can be integrated in the now moment with ease and grace. I'm setting the intent that nothing from our mental bodies or personality cells or ego minds or shadow side will enter into these transmissions or impact the transmission of the healing energies encoded in this transmission in any way whatsoever. Now, these are very powerful sessions, so I suggest that you just listen to, like if you're working, for example, on addictions to smoking, you might want to listen to this maybe once in the morning and once at night, and just see how you do with the energies. If you begin feeling, you know, that you're overdoing it, just go down to one a day. But for most of these sessions, I think you could do like two a day, depending on how many of these you're doing. There are 10 in this series, so if you're, you know, you want to monitor how you're doing. So after you do one, wait an hour between doing another one, just to see how you're doing energetically with it. Okay, we're ready to begin. The first one I'm going to do is a disempowerment blasting transmission. I've been stunned in the years. I've been doing healing work now for over 8 years, and I've been stunned at the different ways we give away our power. A lot of people give away some of the things that this blasting will cover that are included in this transmission but not limited to are things like superstitions, astrology, Mercury retrograde. A lot of people give away their power to doctors over their health. They trust what doctors say more than about their body than what they say. Or there's a lot of giving away of power to ministers and to religious organizations. And a lot of very disempowering beliefs people have about heaven, hell, the afterlife, dying, that type of thing. I'm always stunned by how many people believe in Murphy's Law, because when you believe in a belief, then it becomes your belief and your reality. So Murphy's Law is like a very, very disempowering reality to live in. I'm always stunned when clients mention the lottery. So many people have that view that the lottery will solve all life's problems. Another disempowering thing is a lot of people live in a lot of fear around 2012 and what will happen. And you know, it's more important to live in the now moment, and you're creating what will happen in 2012 now, but obsessing about 2012 and not focusing on the now moment is a trap. I'm always also stunned at how many people feel cursed, unlucky, that their life is stuck, that they'll never be able to change. I'm always stunned by how much power people give away to media, to TV, to news. I'm always stunned by how much power people give to conspiracy theories. Some of the conspiracy theories I feel are actually true, but It's very disempowering to obsess or focus on them, and a lot of people do. These are just some examples of what this disempowerment blasting session is going to clear out. Each person gives away their power and to other people or to things in a different way or manner. So it's going to be a unique transmission to you. But I just wanted to give you some examples of what I meant by disempowerment. Okay, we're ready to begin. I ask you to go within and ask if it's aligned with your highest good at this time to receive the disempowerment blasting session. If it is, when I say beginning transmission, all you have to do is set the intent on your end to be open to receive. To get a no, you might want to put this aside and come back to it later. It'll be on the website. Okay, we're ready to begin. Again, this is going to be a transmission of the disempowerment blasting session. Transmission begins. Transmission ends. Again, feel free to share this link to people that you know that could benefit from this. Namaste, and I look forward to connecting with you again on the inner planes.